Hello friends, and welcome to Ria Rabbit's World of Stories. Are you ready to hear today's story? Ria's Purple Hat. That was a wonderful story, Dottie, says Ria. What shall we do next? Dottie Rabbit closes the storybook and keeps it aside. We've been indoors since morning, she says. Why don't we go to the park? Wear your hat, Ria, says Mummy Rabbit. It's quite sunny outside. Yes, Mummy, says Ria, running inside. And please get Dottie a scarf as well, adds Mummy Rabbit. Ria opens her cupboard. The yellow hat is nice, she thinks. But it doesn't go with her dress. She reaches for the white hat. But what if it gets dirty in the park? Ria finally selects a beautiful purple hat with a white lace. Ria and Dottie Rabbit start for the park. Suddenly, a gust of wind blows at them. Ria holds on tightly to her hat. That was close, she says. I need to be careful. Here we are, says Dottie Rabbit, as they reach the park. Hi, Ria, says Charu Cat, running up to her. Your hat is very pretty. Thanks, Charu, smiles Ria. Mossy got it for me. Please be where I can see you, Ria, says Dottie Rabbit, finding a bench under a shady tree. Yes, Dottie, says Ria. I'll be with my friends Charu and Chunda. Hi, Ria, says Chunda Cat, Charu's twin. Ria is about to wave to her when another gust of wind comes at them. Unfortunately, she's too late to hold on to her hat this time. Oh no, my hat, cries Ria as the wind carries it away. Charu and Chunda run after her as she chases her purple hat. The friends look up in dismay as the wind carries Ria's hat higher and higher. What shall we do now? Asks Ria, looking up sadly. Suddenly, the wind loses steam, and Ria's hat starts floating down. I've got it, shouts Chunda, reaching for the hat. But just as her fingers brush its edge, the wind picks up again and takes it higher. Ria, Charu, and Chunda chase the hat once again. Ria closes in and is about to reach out when Charu pulls her back. You were going to fall in the pond, gasps Chunda, trying to catch her breath. What if my beautiful hat falls in the pond, gulps Ria. Luckily, the wind carries it away from the water. The girls heave a sigh of relief. Charu looks up at the swirling hat. I hope the wind doesn't take it out of the park, she says. Ria looks worried. I have to make sure Dottie can see me at all times, she says. Wait, look, says Chunda, pointing to a tree ahead. Your hat is stuck in one of the branches. The friends run to the tree and stare at Ria's hat. At least it's in one place now, says Charu. This tree is too tall to climb, sighs Ria. What shall we do? Perhaps this place has a ladder, says Chunda, running to the park office. But she returns a few moments later with a shake of her head. Just then, a bird flies down and perches on the branch. That's not a place to make your nest, says Ria, in a worried voice. And please don't peck at it either, says Charu. Before the bird can do anything, the wind picks up the hat again and carries it for some distance before dropping it at Dottie Rabbit's feet. Ria, what's your hat doing here? Asks Dottie Rabbit in a surprised voice. The friends burst into laughter. Please keep the hat in your bag, Dottie, says Ria. It's not so sunny after all. So as Ria and her friends head to the PlayStation, it's time for us to say goodbye as well. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. For more stories about Ria and her friends, do subscribe to this podcast.